Hello, audio boom.
How are you all doing?
I'm making a nice chicken tikka masala with rice and garlic coriander naan bread for dinner tonight, and I thought I would do a booma of me doing it. And it's quite simple. Okay, basically, what you do is, I actually went to an Indian shop, a specialist that does Indian spices and basically anything Indian related. cooking-wise, you go and get your ingredients, and I have all different kinds of spices. Do you know what? I can't even remember the names, you've got like a masala powder, a coriander, a garlic, your ginger, your masala, another, oh gosh, you know what, I can't even remember. But I've got 4 sachets of spices, and I have a jar of tikka, it's the paste, and I have a jar of pasted garlic and ginger. So basically all you do is you prepare your vegetables, which I'm going to do now. I'm going to cut up my put basically anything you want into it. I'm putting in peppers. I have an orange pepper, a yellow pepper, and a red pepper. Yellow, green, red, sorry, pepper. And the reason how I know that is because I asked my nephew before he went. So I'm cutting them up, dicing them up, having them prepared. I'm going to do that in a bit. And I'm going to dice up an onion. And what else am I going to put into it? I think that's it, really, because it's more the spices, isn't it? That gets you with the curry. An Indian curry. So basically what I'm going to do is prepare that now, and then obviously I have my chicken, so it's defrosting, and then I'm going to cut that into cubes, and then what I'll do is I will heat a bit of oil up in a pan. I will throw in my chicken, throw in a bit of tikka paste, then I'll put in my garlic and my ginger paste and cook it for about maybe 10-15 minutes, just until you know the texture of the chicken. You can touch it, you smell it, you go and touch and smells. People always ask me, how do you know if it's cooked properly and this and that and the other? Well, you kind of know by the taste, not the taste, but by the touch and the smell of what you're cooking. Obviously, as well, you can take a bit of chicken out and test it yourself, which is what I would probably do and what I would usually do. I'm going to put that in. Also, I've got a green pepper there as well, as in chili pepper. I'll cut that up finely and throw that in as well, and then I'll throw in my onion and my peppers, and then I'll put in a can of chopped tomatoes, and I'll bring it to the boil, and then I'll just add water, and then I'll put in my spices. All my spices, couldn't tell you what they are, but yeah, I know they make a good curry because I've made it before. I've got a jar of curry for backup just in case. So, and what I do is I cook that. I'm going to start cooking that now, and then have it later. I've got some garlic coriander naan bread there, pot of drizzle of water over it, pop it in the oven for about 15 minutes, take it out, yummy. And I've got Uncle Ben's basmati boiling the bag rice. I like boiling the bag rice. What I do is boil it till the rice is cooked, obviously, take it out, drain the bag, and then you kind of, anybody notices if you do boil in the bag, there's like a starchy, mucky bleak stuff behind. It's not very nice. So what I do is I boil the kettle and pour that over the rice just to take that mucky stuff off. Makes it a lot more pleasant on the palate as well, if you're a bit fussy, which I am. And obviously you salt and pepper your rice, when you're cooking it. And then that's it, really. So, yeah, I'm going to start preparing my vegetables, which I don't mind. I actually find it quite therapeutic. So I'm going to pause you and come back to you in a bit. Bye-bye. Okay, I want you to hear the sound this makes, because I actually really love the sound of this. Just make sure your fingers are out of the way. Well, I didn't really want that to do that. Okay, it's not the desired effect I wanted. Again, let's see. Go over there. Okay, right, so here we go. Now, that is me slicing my peppers. I love the sound it makes. Just slices and then I'll dice them. I just wanted you to hear that because I think it's an awesome sound and it just makes you seem like you're really confident in the kitchen and you know what you're doing. Just please make sure your fingers are well out of the way. Okay, so I've put all that together and it is now simmering in the pan. I'm just going to set the phone down. Okay. Not down. But if I put this up to the pan, you can hear it simmering away, and I tell you, the aroma in this house is, oh my god, really, it's just mouth-watering. So
I'll just be quiet, let you hear. And that's the chicken masala simmering away, and oh my god, the smell.
Honestly, beautiful. I'll pause it and mushroom back in a bit anyway.
Okay, I'm all done. So
I don't like to talk and like hold my phone or whatever at the same time I'm doing all that because it's, well, I like to concentrate, but I'll let you just listen to it. Take off the lid. You can probably hear that.
Phone down.
You can probably just hear that. Oh, my mouth's watering. Simmering away. And that's my dinner for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you've enjoyed this audio boom. And if I think of any more or whatever, I'll update. Okay. Have a nice evening. Bye bye.
Okay, just a quick tip. Well, it shouldn't be a tip. It's just a matter of basic food hygiene, really. Please make sure to wash your hands in hot soapy water thoroughly and your knife and chopping board after you've diced your raw chicken, as we don't want any upset tummies or cross-contamination. I just thought I'd add that in.
All right. That's me definitely going this time. Bye now.